Chapter 26. Pox came to the Grange Hall in the padded training armor and surcoat Seklus had provided. Leith carried her paladin's mail and the elven blade. Light blazed from the Grange Hall windows. Candles on frames hung high above the floor, more candles set in brackets along the walls and the railing separating the seats from the open space. Pox peeked into the hall on her way to the High Marshal's study. Already the seats were filling. Seklus grinned when he saw her.
"Ah, Lady Poxenarian, come, meet your fellow examiners. Here's Marshal Solinarian of Seameadow Grange, and Marshal Arras of Copswith Grange, and Marshal Dorian."
Someone pulled at his sleeve and he turned away, leaving Pox with three marshals, a tall brown-haired woman and two men, both gray-haired and dark-eyed. By the time she had them sorted out, Arras was taller, with a wide scar on his forehead. The High Marshal was back to complete the introductions. Pox was not sure she had them all straight in her mind, but there was no time to worry about it. The great bells began to peal, and everyone moved into line, with Seklus rearranging as he saw fit. "You, Sully, and then Selly here, and Pox, you get behind him, there. Gerd's grace on all of us." "Gerd's grace," came the response, and they walked quickly into the hall, ranging themselves across the width of it, just below the platform. The seats were filled. Candlelight glittered on jewels, slid along the folds of satin and silk, caught the flash of an eye that glanced, and shone steadily back from the few motionless hands. From the far end of the hall, a fanfare of trumpets followed the bells into silence. Then the pointers, who would judge the trials, entered in their spotless white uniforms. They came forward, bowing once to the examiners in line, then withdrew in two files to either side. Another blast of trumpets, and the candidates entered in two files, still wearing gray training clothes and training armor. They faced the examiners, bowed, and waited. High Marshal Seklus stepped forward.
"Who presents these candidates for trial?"
"I do."
A heavy-set man in the green, rose and white of the order stepped into the hall.
"Sir Arinalt Conholt, training master of the Order of the Bells."
"Their names?" As the training master spoke each name, the youth bowed. When he had finished, the Marshal General spoke again.
"Here in the very hall where Luop spoke, and witnessed to the deeds of Gerd, protector of the innocent and helpless, we meet to test the fitness of these youths for knighthood. Each shall demonstrate, in at least two bouts, that he or she is skilled in sword fighting and brave enough to face a naked blade before others. Do you all agree to submit to the judgment of the pointers?"
A murmur of agreement came from them all.
"Then here is the order of the examiners."
Seklus introduced each examiner.
"Because we have so many candidates," Seklus went on, "we cannot accommodate all bouts at once."